attention.
All right, we're going to take on item number 12, which is Green Diamond Forest Management Waste Management Discharge Requirements. And Ms. Katie King is here.
You ready?
Yes, ma'am. Take it away.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
I am Katie King of your staff. I work in the Northern Timber Unit of the Non-Point Source Division. And today I am here to introduce an informational item. Green Diamond is going to be discussing their request for a forest management WDR and their draft report of waste discharge. Activities to be covered under the forest management waste discharge requirements include all aspects of Green Diamond's forest management regime in the area covered by their Aquatic Habitat Conservation Plan, or AHCP, which is about 400,000 acres in Humboldt and Del Norte counties. And that corresponds to the acreage covered by the Green Diamond Roads WDR, which you adopted 2 years ago in June 2010. And between this WDR and the Roads WDR, it will be complete comprehensive coverage of their forest management activity, of all of their timber harvest activities on their property through a programmatic WDR. We also anticipate wrapping in their South Fork Elk WDR into this and incorporating it. It's important to point out that there's not really any new activities here. These are activities that have been covered under the general waste discharge requirements and through the Roads WDR. So it's just a way of being more collaborative, programmatic, and we believe that that is the more efficient way to do this. And an exception to existing activities would be the in-stream and riparian restoration. This is things like large wood augmentation projects, which we want to encourage, and we would like to give them coverage to allow that to happen. Today is an informational item. In August, we expect to come to you with a workshop and have the public comment period for the draft WDR start in the beginning of August, and the workshop would be during that open public comment period and close a little bit after that board meeting, and then we would anticipate coming to you for adoption in October, or for your consideration for adoption. And if you have no questions for me, I'll introduce Gary Rainerson from Green Diamond to speak.
Thank you, Katie.
Thank you, Katie. Mr. Chairman, board members, first of all, welcome to the Trinity River area of Humboldt County, the other side of Humboldt County. I was actually raised here and on the coast both, so I know this is Heidi's part of the world too, so I've always felt this is a very unique area. I also understand the reason we're not in the bigger building up at the VFW Hall is that they have an active bar. You might want to rethink that next time.
I'm not sure that should preclude it.
Duly noted, Mr. Rainerson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Katie's already covered the area of coverage. The reason we're going after this particular permit is because it fits beautifully with all of the other watershed-wide and landscape-based permits we have. We have a Roads WDR already. We have two habitat conservation plans. We're actually working on a third right now, Forest HCP, that will replace our OWL plan in the next year or two. This fits beautifully with our co-consistency determination, this permit to property-wide WDR, co-consistency determination, our aquatic plan, and allowing us to manage really under one large permit that has these foundational documents. We still have to go to work under a timber harvesting plan, and hopefully that's the next thing we can work on is more of a programmatic approach and a broader approach to the actual timber harvesting permitting itself through the Department of Forestry. The covered activities will be pretty much all of the operational side, timber falling, yarding, the ground-based aerial, and all the way we move our logs, all the road and landing construction, any of the salvage operations, transporting the timber and rock products, and that's the rock associated with our timber harvesting, not any commercial sales rock. All the rock that we move is associated with timber harvesting plans that we use on site. The rock pit construction and development and the use, all the equipment maintenance, water, drafting, and storage. And then, of course, the big issue here is the silviculture regimes, the site preparation, prescribed burning and slash treatment, the actual tree planting, the mechanical treatment for control of competing vegetation, pre-commercial thinning and pruning, commercial thinning, selection harvest, and even age harvest. Also, as Katie mentioned in her points, minor forest products. It could be anything from ferns to huckleberry picking to mushroom gathering and some of the unique products come off the property. Also, we want this to address both timber harvesting plan and non-timber harvesting plan related, both in-channel and riparian restoration efforts. So we get all of that covered in one big ball. We have a matrix we've provided to Katie, that crosswalks all of the different permits and how it feeds into this WDAR and provides for the protection of the activities that we're seeking coverage for. We also already have an extensive monitoring program in place. We have 4 experimental watersheds, and we currently have 13 and are in the process of putting 2 more sampling stations where we have got automatic sampling, we have turbidity, we have temperature, we have all the different parameters that we sample for with these automatic stations that allow us to monitor those and then keep track of those data over time and space. So that's the presentation. I'd be happy to answer any questions. Matt House is with me here today who helped develop the Elk River WDR and the Rhodes WDR and is, of course, instrumental in working with your staff in development of the property-wide forest WDR.
I had a half hour blocked out for you guys. You know, I mean,
I told you I could do it in 3 minutes.
Can we get back?
I've sat there before on a different board. I fully understand.
Absolutely. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
This fits in well, though, with your whole, as the time that I've been on this board, I think about 4 years, you guys have been moving towards this type of permitting, it strikes me. This fits in well with everything that you're doing, and it seems to me it fits well within some of the larger things going on the state level to try and get this kind of, as a watershed-wide or permit-wide, ownership-wide permitting here.
It fits well. I mean, basically, our management's driven by a science program. We collect data. We try to understand those data and try to go with our management where those data take us. We were the first owl habitat conservation plan in the nation, and we've continued to learn from that. We're in the process of developing additional parameters from all we've learned about the management of owls and spotted owls on managed landscapes, the best way to work with that species, and that'll be incorporated in our new forest plan. These large plans really allow the agencies and the public and us as a landowner to understand where we are today, where we plan to go, have all the mitigation measures at a programmatic level for the different situations we're likely to run into, so everybody understands what we're doing and how we're doing it and has the opportunity to understand it going in, to monitor it as it happens, and keep track of it in the long run.
And I missed it when Katie stated, how much total acres is under ownership?
384,000. Now, we manage 411,000, our own 411,000 plus including cutting rights. There are portions of that are more of the outlying properties that are not included in our aquatic plan, our aquatic habitat conservation plan. To be consistent, the Rhodes WDR and our aquatic habitat conservation plan have the same covered acreage. This plan, the forest WDR, will also have the same coverage, that same 384,000 acres of coverage. Now, we do have a MATO, a Master Timber Operators Agreement with the Department of Fish and Game, which is a master 1600 permit that has broader coverage. It covers our full 111,000 acres, but it's just dealing with impacts specifically associated with road crossings. So it was easier to address that as compared to more broad impacts associated with roads during the development of our WDR.
Well, by the way, kudos for being so far out front on this stuff. You know, I mean, it just seems not only for you, I'm sure, as an efficiency and just a surety standpoint from what you're dealing with, but from us as an agency to see you and your company and the vision that puts forth of how to deal with ownership-wide issues, watershed-wide, with taking all those pieces and parts and try to assemble them into something that's coherent and rational.
We appreciate that. Thanks. And we really believe this is the best way to do management. We look forward to the successful completion of this permit and then go working on getting a property-wide approach to timber harvesting permitting. Yeah, that's really the last piece. And I think this group, your group, working through the state board and other regional boards and Fish and Game in conjunction with the Department of Forestry, I think have a great opportunity to really start to put all these broad watershed-based permitting processes to work. WDRs with the programmatic 1600s and timber harvesting permits. So, thank you.
Any other comments, questions?
Thank you.
Did you want to make any concluding remarks, Katie? We held you here all day. You've been such a nice audience member. You've been so attentive.
Oh, well, I have no other comments.
Okay.
She's going to be like the rest of the staff. The moment they do the deal, they're gone.
Yeah. Anyway, thank you for working on it and giving it a priority. We appreciate that.
I just want to commend Katie. I just checked in on this permit and think it's going really well. Worked with Green Diamond's attorney this week. And I just want to say for this board, it's going to comprehensively cover this landscape. So it's not going to be THP driven. And it also is going to have built-in permitting for the restoration component, which is going to be a really big improvement. You won't have people hanging out there without a permit for those kinds of activities.
No, it so just seems I'm like pretty... it seems like it's very encompassing. It's very visionary that way. Very good.
It's consistent with this board's policy direction. So.
Nice work, Katie. Very nice. Okay. Shasta River TMDL waiver renewal. Is Mr. Andy?